So for today, we have dry weather, and it doesn't look as though the showers will move in anytime soon. As a matter of fact, they're probably going to hold off until we get towards sunset, 3, 4, 5 o'clock. Until then, it's dry. We will see a little bit of dim sunshine this morning as the clouds increase.
Will there be any problems in other parts of the country that could affect travel today?
Well, there's been a lot of storminess across the country, actually. Of course, Denver had a ton of snow out there just yesterday, and still plenty of people stranded in the airports. And that storm system continues to move off towards the east northeast. Actually, eventually, some of that moisture will probably play a role in our weather. But also on the west coast here, we see another storm system coming onshore. That's going to bring some rain into Southern California, snow in the higher elevations. That will be later today, tonight, and into tomorrow.
All right, for us here on Thanksgiving Day, tomorrow morning, for everyone going out to catch a high school football game or maybe take part in a turkey trot race, what can they expect?
Most of the shower activity will be over tomorrow morning. That I do know. However, there's a little bit of energy that's going to swing down from northern New England first thing in the morning, and it could bring a residual shower here in those hours when the turkey trots and the football games are occurring. So I don't want to play it dry up until about 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. So those folks who are headed out first thing tomorrow morning, I think you should expect a couple of showers. If you miss them, great, but don't be surprised if you get wet.
And for the rest of Thanksgiving Day and Thanksgiving night?
So Thanksgiving Day will turn blustery. Temperatures will be in the 40s. Thanksgiving night will fall back down to the 20s and lower 30s. That's relatively chilly. And then the rest of the weekend looks fine Friday and Saturday, but Sunday things start to turn downhill.
What do you mean?
Well, we've got another storm system on Sunday, which is going to approach the area. And I think this is going to bring the first accumulating snow to parts of southern New England. The rain snow line and all that stuff still obviously not going to be able to nail that down at this point. But I think folks traveling Sunday evening, especially if you're traveling, say, from the Mass Pike northward, there'll be a lot of kids heading back to school, things like that. I think we're going to have to watch the system because travel could become quite tricky as you're headed into Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and even perhaps northern Massachusetts. So this is our first real wintry event we've seen that could be widespread.
And I know it's too early for me to ask this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What's the potential for accumulation?
Yeah, you know, it's just too early for something like that. So I think the potential thing people should think about is this is the potential for roads to be impacted somewhere in southern New England, definitely up into northern New England for Sunday night and early Monday.
All right, fair enough. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks very much, and happy Thanksgiving, Dave.
You as well, Bob.